but it is reasonable not to leave even those who are not yet initiated without assistance. 39. Let him, therefore, who is to be taught the truth in regard to piety, be instructed before his baptism in the knowledge of the unbegotten God, in the understanding of his only begotten Son, in the assured acknowledgement of the Holy Ghost. Let him learn the order of the several parts of the creation, the series of providence, the different dispensations of thy laws. Let him be instructed why the world was made, and why man was appointed to be a citizen therein. Let him also know his own nature, of what sort it is. Let him be taught how God punished the wicked with water and fire, and did glorify the saints in every generation, I mean Seth, and Enos, and Enoch, and Noah, and Abraham and his posterity, and Melchizedek, and Job, and Moses, and Joshua, and Caleb, and Phinehas the priest, and those that were holy in every generation, and how God still took care of, and did not reject mankind, but called them from their error and vanity to the acknowledgement of the truth at various seasons, reducing them from bondage and impiety unto liberty and piety, from injustice to righteousness, from death eternal to everlasting life. Let him that offers himself to baptism learn these, and the like things during the time that he is a catechumen, and let him who lays his hands upon him adore God, the Lord of the whole world, and thank him for his creation, for his sending Christ his only begotten Son, that he might save men by blotting out his transgressions, and that he might to remit ungodliness and sins, and might purify him from all filthiness of flesh and spirit. 1. And sanctify man according to the good pleasure of his kindness, that he might inspire him with the knowledge of his will, and enlighten the eyes of his heart, to consider of his wonderful works, and make known to him the judgments of righteousness, that so he might hate every way of iniquity, and walk in the way of truth, that he might be thought worthy of the lair of regeneration, to the adoption of sons, which is in Christ, that, being planted together in the likeness of the death of Christ, too, in hopes of a glorious communication, he may be mortified to sin, and may live to God, as to his mind, and word, and deed, and may be numbered together in the book of the living. And after this thanksgiving, let him instruct him in the doctrines concerning our Lord's incarnation, and in those concerning his passion, and resurrection from the dead, and assumption. 40. And when it remains that the catechumen is to be baptized, let him learn what concerns the renunciation of the devil, and the joining himself with Christ, for it is fit that he should first abstain from things contrary, and then be admitted to the mysteries. He must beforehand purify his heart from all wickedness of disposition, from all spot and wrinkle, and then partake of the holy things, for as the skillfulest husbandman does first purge his ground of the thorns which are grown up therein, and does then sow his wheat, so ought you also to take away all impiety from them, and then to sow the seeds of piety in them, and vouchsafe them baptism. For even our Lord did in this manner exhort us, saying first, make disciples of all nations. 3. And then he adds this, and baptize them into the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Let, therefore, the candidate for baptism declare thus in his renunciation. 4. I renounce Satan, and his works, and his pomps, and his worships, and his angels, and his inventions, and all things that are under him. And after his renunciation let him in his consociation say, and I associate myself to Christ, and believe, and am baptized into one unbegotten being, the only true God Almighty, the Father of Christ, the Creator and Maker of all things, from whom are all things, and into the Lord Jesus Christ, his only begotten Son, the firstborn of the whole creation, who before the ages was begotten by the good pleasure of the Father, by whom all things were made, both those in heaven and those on earth, visible and invisible, who in the last days descended from heaven, and took flesh, and was born of the Holy Virgin Mary, and did converse holy according to the laws of his God and Father, and was crucified under Pontius Pilate, and died for us, and rose again from the dead after his passion the third day, and descended into the heavens, and sitteth at the right hand of the Father, and again is to come at the end of the world with glory, to judge the quick and the dead, of whose kingdom there shall be no end. And I'm baptized into the Holy Ghost, that is, the Comforter, who wrought in all the saints from the beginning of the world, but was afterwards sent to the apostles by the Father, according to the promise of our Savior and Lord, Jesus Christ, and after the apostles, to all those that believe in the Holy Catholic Church, into the resurrection of the flesh, and into the remission of sins, and into the kingdom of heaven, and into the life of the world to come. And after this vow, he comes in order to the anointing with oil, XLII. Now this is blessed by the high priest for the remission of sins, and the first preparation for baptism. For he calls thus upon the unbegotten God, the Father of Christ, the King of all sensible and intelligible natures, that he would sanctify the oil in the name of the Lord Jesus, and impart to it spiritual grace and efficacious strength, the remission of sins, and the first preparation for the confession of baptism, that so the candidate for baptism, when he is anointed, may be freed from all ungodliness, and may become worthy of initiation, according to the command of the only begotten. XLII. After this he comes to the water, and blesses and glorifies the Lord God Almighty, the Father of the only begotten God. 1. And the priest returns thanks, that he has sent his Son, to become man on our account, that he might save us, that he has permitted, that he should in all things become obedient to the laws of that incarnation, to preach the kingdom of heaven, the remission of sins, and the resurrection of the dead. Moreover, he adores the only begotten God himself, after his Father, and for him, giving him thanks, that he undertook to die for all men by the cross, the type of which he has appointed to be the baptism of regeneration. He glorifies him also, for that God who is the Lord of the whole world, in the name of Christ, and by his Holy Spirit, has not cast off mankind, but has suited its providence to the difference of seasons, at first giving to Adam himself paradise for inhabitation of pleasure, and afterwards giving a command on account of providence, and casting out the offender justly, but through his goodness not utterly casting him off, but instructing his posterity, in succeeding ages after various manners, on whose account, in the conclusion of the world, he has sent his Son, to become man for man's sake, and to undergo all human passions without sin. Therefore, let the priest even now call upon in baptism, and let him say, "Look down from heaven, and sanctify this water, and give it grace and power, that so he that is to be baptized, according to the command of thy Christ, may be crucified with him, and may die with him, and may be buried with him, and may rise with him to the adoption, which is in him, that he may be dead to sin and live to righteousness." And after this, when he has baptized him in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, he shall anoint him with the ointment, and shall add as follows. XLIV. Lord God, who art without generation, and without a superior, the Lord of the whole world, who hast scattered the sweet odor of the knowledge of the gospel among all nations, do thou grant at this time, that this ointment may be efficacious upon him that is baptized, that so the sweet odor of thy Christ may continue upon him firm and fixed, and that now he has died with him, he may arise and live with him. Let him say these, and the like things, for this is the efficacy of the laying on of hands on every one, for unless there be such a recital made by a pious priest over every one of these, the candidate for baptism does only descend into the water as do the Jews, and he only puts off the filth of the body, not the filth of the soul. After this let him stand up, and pray that prayer which the Lord taught us, but, of necessity, he who is risen again ought to stand up and pray, because he that is raised up stands upright. Let him, therefore, who has been dead with Christ, and is raised up with him, stand up. But let him pray toward the east too, for this also is written in the second book of the Chronicles, that after the temple of the Lord was finished by King Solomon, in the very feast of dedication the priests and the Levites and the singers stood up toward the east, praising and thanking God with cymbals and psalteries, and saying, "Praise the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever." 3. XLV. But let him pray thus after the foregoing prayer, and say, "O God Almighty, the Father of thy Christ, thy only begotten Son, give me a body undefiled, a heart pure, a mind watchful, an unerring knowledge, the influence of the Holy Ghost for the obtaining, and assured enjoying of the truth, through thy Christ, by whom for, glory be to thee, in the Holy Spirit, forever. Amen." We have thought it's reasonable to make these constitutions concerning the catechumens. Section 4. Enumeration ordained by apostles. XLVI. Now concerning those bishops, which have been ordained in our lifetime, we let you know, that they are these: James the bishop of Jerusalem, the brother of our Lord. 5. Upon whose death the second was Simeon the son of Cleopas, after whom the third was Judas the son of James of Caesarea of Palestine, the first was Zacchaeus, who was once a publican, after whom was Cornelius, and the third Theophilus of Antioch, Iodius, ordained by me Peter, and Ignatius by Paul of Alexandria, and Ananus was the first, ordained by Mark the evangelist, the second Avilius by Luke, who was also an evangelist of the Church of Rome. Linus, the son of Claudia, was the first, ordained by Paul. 1. And Clemens, after Linus' death, the second, ordained by me. Peter 2, of Ephesus. Timotheus, ordained by Paul, and John, by me. John, of Smyrna, the Aristo the first, after whom Stratius the son of Lois. 3. And the 30 Aristo of Pergamus, Gaines of Philadelphia, Demetrius, by me, of Sancria, Lucius, by Paul of Crete, Titus of Athens, Dionysius of Tripoli and Phoenicia, Marathons of Laodicea and Phrygia, Archippus 4, of Colossae, Philemon 5, or Borea in Macedonia, Onesimus, once the servant of Philemon 6, of the churches of Galatia, Crescens 7, of the parishes of Asia, Aquila and Nicetus of the church of Aegene, Crispus. These are the bishops who are entrusted by us with the parishes in the Lord, whose doctrine keep ye always in mind, and observe our words. And may the Lord be with you now, and to endless ages, as himself said to us, when he was about to be taken up to his own God and Father. For says he, Lo, I'm with you all the days, until the end of the world. Amen. 8. Section 5. XLVII. Glory be to God in the highest, and upon earth peace, goodwill among men. 9. We praise thee, we sing hymns to thee, we bless thee, we glorify thee, we worship thee by thy great high priest, thee who art the true God, who art the one unbegotten, the only inaccessible being. For thy great glory, O Lord and heavenly King, O God the Father Almighty, O Lord God. 10. The Father of Christ, the Immaculate Lamb, who taketh away the sin of the world, receive our prayer. Thou that sittest upon the cherubim. For thou only art holy, thou only art the Lord Jesus, the cries of the God of all created nature, and our King, by whom glory, honor, and worship be to thee. XLVII. Ye children, praise the Lord, praise the name of the Lord. 11. We praise thee, we sing hymns to thee, we bless thee for thy great glory, O Lord our King, the Father of Christ, the Immaculate Lamb, who taketh away the sin of the world. Praise becomes thee, hymns become thee, glory becomes thee, the God and Father. 12. Through the Son, in the most Holy Spirit, forever and ever. Amen. Now, O Lord, lettest thou thy servant depart in peace, according to thy word, for mine eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all people, a light for the revelation to the Gentiles, and the glory of thy people Israel. 13. XLAX. Thou art blessed, O Lord, who nourishest me from my youth, who givest food to all flesh. Fill our hearts with joy and gladness, that having always what is sufficient for us, we may abound to every good work, in Christ Jesus our Lord, through whom. 14. Glory, honor, and power be to thee forever. Amen. BOOK 8. Section I. 1. Jesus Christ, our God and Savior, delivered to us the great mystery of godliness, and called both Jews and Gentiles to the acknowledgement of the one and only one, true God his Father. 2. As himself somewhere says, when he was giving thanks for the salvation of those that had believed, I have manifested thy name to men, I have finished the work thou gavest me. 3. And said concerning us to his Father, Holy Father, although the world has not known thee, yet have I known thee, and these have known thee. 4. With good reason did he say to all of us together, when we were perfected concerning those gifts which were given from him by the Spirit, Now these signs shall follow them, that have believed in my name, they shall cast out devils, they shall speak with new tongues, they shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall by no means hurt them, they shall lay their hands on the sick, and they shall recover. 5. These gifts were first bestowed on us the apostles, when we were about to preach the gospel to every creature, and afterwards were of necessity afforded to those who had by our means believed, not for the advantage of those who perform them, but for the conviction of the unbelievers. That those whom the word did not persuade, the power of signs might put to shame, for signs are not for us who believe, but for the unbelievers, both for the Jews and Gentiles. For neither is it any profit to us to cast out demons, but to those who are so cleansed by the power of the Lord, as the Lord 6, himself somewhere instructs us, and shows, saying, Rejoice ye, not because the spirits are subject unto you, but rejoice, because your names are written in heaven. 7. Since the former is done by his power, but this by our good disposition and diligence, yet it is manifest by his assistance. It is not therefore necessary that every one of the faithful should cast out demons, or raise the dead, or speak with tongues, but such a one only who is vouchsafed this gift, for some cause which may be advantage to the salvation of the unbelievers, who are often put to shame, not with the demonstration of the world, But by the power of the signs, that is, such as are worthy of salvation, for all the ungodly are not affected by wonders. And hereof God himself is a witness, as when he says in the law, with neither tongues will I speak to this people, and with neither lips, and yet will they by no means believe. 8. For neither did the Egyptians believe in God, when Moses had done so many signs and wonders. 9. Nor did the multitude of the Jews believe in Christ, as they believed Moses, who yet had healed every sickness, and every disease among them. 10. Nor were the former ashamed by the rod which was turned into a living serpent, nor by the hand, which was made white with leprosy, nor by the river Nile turned into blood, nor the latter by the blind who recovered their sight, nor by the lame who walked, nor by the dead who were raised. The one was resisted by Annas and Jambres, the other by Annas and Caiaphas. 12. Thus signs do not shame all into belief, but only those of a good disposition, for whose sake also it is that God is pleased, as a wise steward of a family, to appoint miracles to be wrought, not by the power of men, but by his own will. Now we say these things, that those who have received such gifts may not exalt themselves against those who have not received them. Such gifts, we mean, as are for the working of miracles. For otherwise there is no man who has believed in God through Christ, 1, that has not received some spiritual gift, for this very thing, having been delivered from the impiety of polytheism, and having believed in God the Father through Christ, 2, this is a gift of God. And the having cast off the veil of Judaism, and having believed that, by the good pleasure of God, his only begotten Son, who was before all ages, 3, was in the last time born of a virgin, 4, without the company of a man, and that he lived as a man, yet without sin, and fulfilled all that righteousness which is of the law, and that, by the permission of God, he who is God the Word endured the cross, and despised the shame, and that he died, and was buried, and rose within 3 days, and that after his resurrection, having continued 40 days with his apostles, and completed his whole constitutions, he was taken up in their sight to his God and Father, who sent him. He who has believed these things, not at random and irrationally, but with judgment and full assurance, has received the gift of God. So also has he who is delivered from every heresy. Let not, therefore, anyone that works signs and wonders judge any one of the faithful who is not vouchsafed the same, for the gifts of God which are bestowed by him through Christ are various, and one man receives one gift, and another another. For perhaps one has the word of wisdom, and another the word of knowledge. 5. Another, discerning of spirits, another, foreknowledge of things to come, another, the word of teaching, another, long-suffering, another, continence according to the law. For even Moses, the man of God, when he wrought signs in Egypt, did not exalt himself against his equals, and when he was called a god, he did not arrogantly despise his own prophet Aaron. 6. Nor did Joshua the son of Nun, who was the leader of the people after him, though in the war with the Jebusites he had made the sun stand still over against Gibeon, and the moon over against the valley of Ajalon. 7. Because the day was not long enough for their victory, insult over Phinehas or Caleb. Nor did Samuel, who had done so many surprising things, disregard David the beloved of God. Yet they were both prophets, and the one was high priest, and the other was king. And when there were only 7,000 holy men in Israel, who had not bowed the knee to Baal, 8, Elijah alone among them, and his disciple Elisha, were workers of miracles. Yet neither did Elijah despise Obadiah the steward, who feared God, but wrought no signs, nor did Elisha despise his own disciple, when he trembled at the enemies. 9. Moreover, neither did the wise Daniel, who was twice delivered from the mouths of the lions, nor the 3 children who were delivered from the furnace of fire, 10, despise the rest of their fellow Israelites. For they knew that they had not escaped these terrible miseries by their own might, but by the power of God did they both work miracles, and were delivered from miseries. Wherefore let none of you exalt himself against his brother, though he be a prophet, or though he be a worker of miracles. For if it happens that there be no longer an unbeliever, all the power of signs will thenceforwards be superfluous. For to be pious is from any one's good disposition, but to work wonders is from the power of him that works them by us, the first of which respects ourselves, but the second respects God that works them, for the reasons which we have already mentioned. Wherefore neither let a king despise his officers that are under him, nor the rulers those who are subject. For where there are none to be ruled over, rulers are superfluous, and where there are no officers, the kingdom will not stand. Moreover, Let not a bishop be exalted against his deacons and presbyters, nor the presbyters against the people, for the subsistence of the congregation depends on each other. For the bishops and the presbyters are the priests with relation to the people, and the laity are the laity with relation to the clergy. And to be a Christian is in our own power, but to be an apostle, or a bishop, or in any other such office, is not in our own power, but at the disposal of God, who bestows the gifts, and thus much concerning those who are vouchsafed gifts and dignities. 11. We add, in the next place, that neither is every one that prophesies holy, nor every one that casts out devils religious, for even Balaam the son of Beor the prophet did prophesy. 11. Though he was himself ungodly, as also did Caiaphas, the falsely named high priest. 12. Nay, the devil foretells many things, and the demons, about him, and yet for all that, there is not a spark of piety in them, for they are oppressed with ignorance, by reason of their voluntary wickedness. It is manifest, therefore, that the ungodly, although they prophesy, do not by their prophesying cover their own impiety, nor will those who cast out demons be sanctified by the demons being made subject to them, for they only mock one another, as they do who play childish tricks for mirth, and destroy those who give heed to them. For neither is a wicked king any longer a king, but a tyrant, nor is a bishop oppressed with ignorance or an evil disposition a bishop, but falsely so called, being not one sent out by God, but by men, as Anania and Sammachab in Jerusalem, and Zedekiah and Achiah the false prophets in Babylon 1, and indeed Balaam the prophet, when he had corrupted Israel by Baal-peor, suffered punishment. 2. And Caiaphas at last was his own murderer, and the sons of Siva, endeavoring to cast out demons, were wounded by them, and fled away in an unseemly manner. 3. And the kings of Israel and of Judah, when they became impious, suffered all sorts of punishments. It is therefore evident how bishops and presbyters, also falsely so called, will not escape the judgment of God. For it will be said to them even now, O ye priests that despise my name. 4. I will deliver you up to the slaughter, as I did Zedekiah and Achiah, whom the king of Babylon fried in a frying pan, as says Jeremiah the prophet. 5. We say these things, not in contempt of true prophecies, for we know, that they are wrought and wholly meant by the inspiration of God, but to put a stop to the boldness of vainglorious men. And add this withal, that from such as these God takes away his grace. 4. God resisteth the proud, but giveth grace to the humble. 6. Now Silas and Agabus prophesied in our times. 7. Yet did they not equal themselves to the apostles, nor did they exceed their own measures, though they were beloved of God. Now women prophesied also of old, Miriam the sister of Moses and Aaron. 8. And after her Deborah. 9. And after these Huldah. 10. And Judith. 11. The former under Josiah, the latter under Darius. The mother of the Lord did also prophesy, and her kinswomen Elizabeth, and Anna. 12. And in our time the daughters of Philip. 13. Yet were not these elated against their husbands, but preserved their own measures. 14. Wherefore if among you also there be a man or a woman, and such a one obtains any gift, let him be humble, that God may be pleased with him. For says he, upon whom will I look, but upon him that is humble and quiet, and trembles at my words. 15. Section 2. 3. We have now finished the first part of this discourse concerning gifts, whatever they be, which God has bestowed upon men according to his own will, and how he rebuked the ways of those who either attempted to speak lies, or were moved by the spirit of the adversary, and that God often employed the wicked. 16. For prophecy and the performance of wonders. But now our discourse hastens us to the principal part, that is, the constitution of ecclesiastical affairs, that so, when ye have learned this constitution from us, ye who are ordained bishops by us at the command of Christ, may perform all things according to the commands delivered you, knowing that he that heareth us heareth Christ, and he that heareth Christ heareth his God and Father. 17. To whom be glory forever. Amen. 4. Wherefore we, the 12 apostles of the Lord, who are now together, give you in charge those divine constitutions concerning every ecclesiastical form, there being present with us Paul the chosen vessel, our fellow apostle, and James the bishop, and the rest of the presbyters, and the 7 deacons. 18. In the first place, therefore, I Peter say, 19, that a bishop ordained is to be, as we have already, all of us, appointed, unblameable in all things, a select person. 20, chosen by the whole people, who, when he is named and approved, let the people assemble, with the presbyterian bishops that are present, and the Lord's Day, and let them give their consent. And let the principal of the bishops ask the presbyterian people, whether this be the person whom they desire for their ruler. And if they give their consent, let him ask further, whether he has a good testimony from all men as to his worthiness for so great and glorious an authority, whether all things relating to his piety towards God be right, whether justice towards men has been observed by him, whether the affairs of his family have been well ordered by him, whether he has been unblameable in the course of his life. And if all the assembly together do according to truth, and not according to prejudice, witness that he is such a one, let them the third time, as before God the Judge, and Christ, the Holy Ghost being also present, as well as all the holy and ministering spirits, ask again whether he be truly worthy of this ministry, that so, in the mouth of two or three witnesses every word may be established one. And if they agree the third time, that he is worthy, let them all be demanded their vote, and when they all give it willingly, let them be heard. And silence being made, let one of the principal bishops, together with two others, stand near to the altar, the rest of the bishops and presbyters praying silently, and the deacons holding the divine gospels open upon the head of him that is to be ordained, and say to God thus, 2:5 O thou the great being, Lord God Almighty, who alone art unbegotten, and ruled over by none, who always art, and wast before the world, who standest in need of nothing, and art above all cause and beginning, who only art true, who only art wise, who alone art the Most High, who art by nature invisible, whose knowledge is without beginning, who only art good, and beyond compare, who knowest all things before they are, who art acquainted with the most secret things, who art inaccessible, and without a superior, the God and Father of thy only begotten Son, of our God and Savior, the Creator of the whole world but him, whose providence provides for, and takes the care of all, the Father of mercies, and God of all consolation. 4. Who dwellest in the highest heavens, 5, and yet lookest down on things below, thou who didst appoint the rules of the church, by the coming of thy Christ in the flesh, of which the Holy Ghost is the witness, by thy apostles, and by us the bishops, who by thy grace are here present, who hast foreordained priests from the beginning for the government of thy people Abel in the first place, Seth and Enos, and Enoch and Noah, and Melchizedek and Job, who didst appoint Abraham, and the rest of the patriarchs, with thy faithful servants Moses and Aaron, and Eleazar and Phinehas, who didst choose from among them rulers and priests in the tabernacle of thy testimony, who didst choose Samuel for a priest and a prophet, who didst not leave thy sanctuary without ministers, who didst delight in those whom thou chosest to be glorified. Inshdukau, by us, pour down the influence of thy free spirit, through the mediation of thy Christ, which is committed to thy beloved Son Jesus Christ, which he bestowed according to thy own on the holy apostles of thee the eternal God. Grant by thy name, O God, who searchest the hearts, that this thy servant, whom thou hast chosen to be a bishop, may feed thy holy flock, and discharge the office of an high priest to thee, and minister to thee, unblameably night and day, that he may appease thee, and gather together the number of those that shall be saved, and may offer to thee the gifts of thy holy church. Grant to him, Lord Almighty, through thy Christ, the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, that so he may have power to remit sins according to thy command, to give forth lots according to thy command, to loose every bond, according to the power which thou gavest the apostles, that he may please thee in meekness and a pure heart, with a steadfast, unblameable, and unreprovable mind, to offer to thee a pure and unbloody sacrifice, which by thy cross thou hast appointed as the mystery of the new covenant, for a sweet savor, through thy holy child Jesus Christ, our God and Savior, through whom one, glory, honor, and worship be to thee in the Holy Spirit, now and always, and for all ages. And when he has prayed for these things, let the rest of the priests add, Amen, and together with them all the people. And after the prayer let one of the bishops elevate the sacrifice upon the hands of him that is ordained, and early in the morning, let him be placed in his throne, in a place set apart for him among the rest of the bishops, they all giving him the kiss in the Lord too. And after the reading of the Law 3, and the Prophets, and our Epistles, and Acts, and the Gospels, let him that is ordained salute thy church, saying, The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God and the Father, and the fellowship of the Holy Ghost, be with you all. And let them all answer, and with thy Spirit. And after these words let him speak to the people the words of exhortation, and when he has ended his word of doctrine I Andrew 4, the brother of Peter speak, all standing up, let the deacon ascend upon some high seat, and proclaim, let none of the hearers, let none of the unbelievers stay, and silence being made, let him say. 5. God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and the God of all consolation, who knowest all things, before they take place, thou who didst appoint the rules of the church through the word of thy grace, who didst appoint beforehand the race righteous from the beginning, that came from Abraham to be rulers, and didst constitute them priests, not leaving thy sanctuary without ministers, who from the foundation of the world didst delight in those whom thou chosest to be glorified in, and now poured down the influence of thy free spirit, which through thy beloved Son Jesus Christ thou hast bestowed on thy holy apostles, who set up the church in the place of the sanctuary, to unending glory and praise of thy name, O thou, who knowest the hearts of all, grant that this thy servant whom thou hast chosen to the holy office of thy bishop, may discharge the duty of a high priest to thee, and minister to thee unblameably night and day, that he may appease thee unceasingly, and present to thee the gifts of thy holy church, and in the spirit of the high priesthood of power, to remit sins according to thy commandment, to give lots according to thy injunction, to loose every bond according to the power which thou hast given to the apostles, and be well pleasing to thee. In meekness and a pure heart offering a smell of sweet savour through thy Son Jesus Christ, O you our Lord, with whom to thee be glory, power, and honour, along with the Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen. 6. Ye catechumens, pray, and let all the faithful pray for them in their mind, saying, Lord, have mercy upon them. And let the deacon bid prayers for them, saving, let us all pray unto God for the catechumens, that he that is good, he that is the lover of mankind, will mercifully hear their prayers and their supplications, and he so accept their petitions as to assist them, and give them those desires of their hearts which are for their advantage, and reveal to them the gospel of his Christ, give them illumination and understanding. Instruct them in the knowledge of God, teach them his commands and his ordinances, implant in them his pure and saving fear, open the ears of their hearts, that they may exercise themselves in his law day and night, strengthen them in piety, unite them to and number them with his holy flock, vouchsafe them the layer of regeneration, and the garment of incorruption, which is the true life, and deliver them from all ungodliness. And give no place to the adversary against them, and cleanse them from all filthiness of flesh and spirit, and dwell in them, and walk in them, by his Christ, bless their goings out, and their comings in, and order their affairs for their good. 5. Let us still earnestly put up our supplications for them, that they may obtain the forgiveness of their transgressions by their admission, and so may be thought worthy of the holy mysteries, and of constant communion with the saints. Rise up, ye catechumens, beg for yourselves the peace of God through his Christ, a peaceable day, and free from sin, and the like for the whole time of your life, and your Christian ends of it, a compassionate and merciful God, and the forgiveness of your transgressions. Dedicate yourselves to the only unbegotten God, through his Christ. Bow down your heads, and receive the blessing. But at the naming of every one by the deacon, as we said before, let the people say, Lord, have mercy upon him, and let the children say it first. And as they have bowed down their heads, let the bishop who is newly ordained, bless them with this blessing, O God Almighty, unbegotten and inaccessible, who only art the true God, the God and Father of thy Christ, thy only begotten Son, the God 6, of the Comforter, and Lord of the whole world, who by Christ didst appoint thy disciples to be teachers for the teaching of piety, do thou now also look down upon thy servants, who are receiving instruction in the gospel of thy Christ, and give them a new heart, and renew a right spirit in their inward parts. 7. That they may both know, and do thou all with full purpose of heart, and with a willing soul, vouchsafe them in holy admission, and unite them to thy holy church, and make them partakers of thy divine mysteries, through Christ, who is our hope, and who died for them, by whom glory and worship be given to thee in the Holy Spirit forever. Amen. And after this, let the deacon say, Go out, ye catechumens, in peace. And after they are gone out, let him say, Ye energumens, afflicted with unclean spirits, pray, and let us all earnestly pray for them, that God, the lover of mankind, will by Christ rebuke the unclean and wicked spirits, and deliver his supplicants from the dominion of the adversary. May he that rebuked the legion of demons, and the devil, the prince of wickedness, 1, even now rebuke these apostates from piety, and deliver his own workmanship from his power, and cleanse those creatures which he has made with great wisdom. Let us still pray earnestly for them. Save them, O God, and raise them up by thy power. Bow down your heads, ye energumens, and receive the blessings. And let the bishop add this prayer, and say, 7. Thou, who hast bound the strong man, and spoiled all that was in his house, who hast given us power over serpents and scorpions to tread upon them, and upon all the power of the enemy. 2. Who hast delivered the serpent, that murderer of men, bound to us, as a sparrow to children, whom all things dread, and tremble before the face of thy power. 3. Who hast cast him down as lightning from heaven to earth. 4. Not with a fall from a place, but from honor to dishonor, on account of his voluntary evil disposition, whose look draws the abysses, and threatening melts the mountains, and whose truth remains forever, whom the infants praise, and sucking babes bless, whom angels sing hymns to, and adore, who lookest upon the earth, and makest it tremble, who townshest the mountains, and they smoke, who threatenest the sea, and driest it up, and makest all its rivers as desert, and the clouds are the dust of his feet, who walkest upon the sea as upon the firm ground. 5. Thou only begotten God, 6. The Son of the Great Father, rebuke these wicked spirits, and deliver the works of thy hands from the power of the adverse spirit. For to thee is due glory, honor, and worship, and by thee to thy Father, in the Holy Spirit, forever. Amen. And let the deacon say, Go out, ye energumens. And after them, let him cry aloud, Ye that are to be illuminated, pray. Let all us, the faithful, earnestly pray for them, that the Lord will vouchsafe that, being initiated into the death of Christ, they may rise with him, and become partakers of his kingdom, and may be admitted to the communion of his mysteries. Unite them to, number them among, those that are saved in his holy church. Save them, and raise them up by thy grace. And being sealed to God through his Christ, let them bow down their heads, and receive this blessing from the bishop. 8. Thou who hast formerly said by thy holy prophets to those that be initiated, Wash ye, become clean. 7. And hast appointed spiritual regeneration by Christ, do thou now also look down upon these that are baptized, and bless them, and sanctify them, and prepare them, that they may become worthy of thy spiritual gift, and of the true adoption of thy spiritual mysteries, of being gathered together with those that are saved through Christ, our Savior, by whom glory, honor, and worship be to thee, in the Holy Ghost, forever. Amen. And let the deacon say, Go out, ye that are preparing for illumination. And after that let him proclaim, Ye penitents, pray, let us all earnestly pray for our brethren in the state of penitence, that God, the lover of compassion, will show them the way of repentance, and accept their return and their confession, and bruise Satan under their feet suddenly. 8. And redeem them from the snare of the devil, and the ill usage of the demons, and free them from every unlawful word, and every absurd practice and wicked thought. Forgive them all their offenses, both voluntary and involuntary, and blot out that handwriting which is against them. 9. And write them in the book of life. 10. Cleanse them from all filthiness of flesh and spirit. 11. And restore and unite them to his holy flock. For he knoweth their frame. For who can glory, that he has a clean heart? And who can boldly say, that he is pure from sin? 12. For we are all among the blameworthy. Let us still pray for them more earnestly, for there is a joy in heaven over one sinner that repenteth. 13. That, being converted from every evil work, they may be joined to all good practice, that God, the lover of mankind, will suddenly accept their petitions, will restore 14, to them the joy of his salvation, and strengthen them with his free spirit. 15. That they may not be any more shaken. 16. But be admitted to the communion of his most holy things, and become partakers of his divine mysteries, that appearing worthy of his adoption, they may obtain eternal life. Let us all still earnestly say on their account, Lord, have mercy upon them. Save them, O God, and raise them up by thy mercy. Rise up, and bow your heads to God through his Christ, and receive the blessings. Let the bishop then add this prayer. 9. Almighty eternal God, Lord of the whole world, the Creator and Governor of all things, who hast exhibited man as the ornament of the world through Christ, and didst give him a law both naturally implanted and written, that he might live according to law, as a rational creature, and when he had sinned, thou gavest him thy goodness as a pledge, in order to his repentance, look down upon these persons, who have bended the neck of their soul and body to thee, for thou desirest not the death of a sinner, but his repentance, that he turn from his wicked way, and live one, thou who didst accept the repentance of the Ninevites, who will ask that all men be saved, and come to the acknowledgement of the truth. 2. Who didst accept of that son who had consumed his substance in riotous eating. 3. With the bowels of a father, on account of his repentance, do thou now accept of the repentance of thy supplicants, for there is no man that will not sin. 4. If thou, O Lord, markest iniquities, O Lord, who shall stand? 4. With thee there is propitiation. 4. And do thou restore them to thy holy church, into their former dignity and honor, through Christ our God and Savior, by whom glory and adoration be to thee, in the Holy Ghost, forever. Amen. Then let the deacon say, Depart, ye penitents, and let him add, Let none of those who ought not to come draw near. All we of the faithful, let us bend our knee, let us all entreat God through his cries, let us earnestly beseech God through his cries. 10. Let us pray for the peace and happy settlement of the world, and of the holy churches, that the God of the whole world may afford us his everlasting peace, and such as may not be taken away from us, that he may preserve us in a full prosecution of such virtuous as according to godliness. Let us pray for the holy Catholic and Apostolic Church which is spread from one end of the earth to the other, that God would preserve and keep it unshaken, and free from the waves of this life, until the end of the world, as founded upon a rock, and for the holy parish in this place, that the Lord of the whole world may vouchsafe us without failure, to follow after his heavenly hope, and without ceasing to pay him the debt of our prayer. Let us pray for every episcopacy which is under the whole heaven, of those that rightly divide the word of thy truth. And let us pray for our Bishop James, 5, and his parishes. Let us pray for our Bishop Clement, and his parishes. Let us pray for our Bishop Euodius, and his parishes. Let us pray for our Bishop Anninus, and his parishes, that the compassionate God may grant them to continue in his holy churches in health, honor, and long life, and afford them an honorable old age in godliness and righteousness. And let us pray for our presbyters, that the Lord may deliver them from every unreasonable and wicked action, and afford them a presbyterate in health and honor. Let us pray for all the deacons and ministers in Christ, that the Lord may grant them an unblameable ministration. Let us pray for the readers, singers, virgins, widows, and orphans. Let us pray for those that are in marriage and in childbearing, that the Lord may have mercy upon them all. Let us pray for the eunuchs who walk hollowly. Let us pray for those in a state of continence and piety. Let us pray for those that bear fruit in the Holy Church, and give alms to the needy. And let us pray for those who offer sacrifices and oblations to the Lord our God, that God, the fountain of all goodness, may recompense them with his heavenly gifts, and give them in this world an hundredfold, and in the world to come life everlasting. 6. And bestow upon them for their temporal things, those that are eternal, for earthly things, those that are heavenly. Let us pray for our brethren newly enlightened, that the Lord may strengthen and confirm them. Let us pray for our brethren exercised with sickness, that the Lord may deliver them from every sickness and every disease, and restore them sound into his holy church. Let us pray for those that travel by water or by land. Let us pray for those that are in the mines, in banishments, in prisons, and in bonds, for the name of the Lord. Let us pray for those that are afflicted with bitter servitude. Let us pray for our enemies, and those that hate us. Let us pray for those that persecute us for the name of the Lord, that the Lord may pacify their anger, and scatter their wrath against us. Let us pray for those that are without, and are wandered out of the way, that the Lord may convert them. Let us be mindful of the infants of the church, that the Lord may perfect them in his fear, and bring them to a complete age. Let us pray one for another, that the Lord may keep us, and preserve us by his grace to the end, and deliver us from the evil one, and from all the scandals of those that work iniquity, and preserve us unto his heavenly kingdom. Let us pray for every Christian soul. Save us, and raise us up, O God, by thy mercy. Let us rise up, and let us pray earnestly, and dedicate ourselves, and one another to the living God, through his cries. And let the high priest add this prayer, and say, 11. Lord Almighty, the Most High, who dwellest on high, the Holy One, that restest among the saints, without beginning, the only potentate, who hast given to us by Christ the preaching of knowledge, to the acknowledgement of thy glory, and of thy name, which he has made known to us, pre our comprehension, do thou now also look down through him upon this thy flock, and deliver it from all ignorance and wicked practice. And grant that we may fear thee in earnest, and love thee with affection, and have a due reverence of thy glory. Be gracious and merciful to them, and hearken to them, when they pray unto thee, and keep them, that they may be unmovable, unblameable, and unreprovable, that they may be holy in body and spirit, not having spot or wrinkle, or any such thing, but that they may be complete, and none of them may be defective or imperfect. O our support, our powerful God, who dost not accept persons, be thou the assister of this thy peopled which thou hast redeemed with the precious blood of thy Christ, be thou their protector, aider, provider, and guardian, their strong wall of defense, their bulwark and security. 4. None can snatch out of thy hand. 2. For there is no other God like thee, for on thee is our reliance. Sanctify them by thy truth, for thy word is truth. 3. Thou who dost nothing for favor, about whom none can deceive, deliver them from every sickness, and every disease, and every offense, every injury and deceit, from fear of the enemy, from the dart that fleeth in the day, from the mischief that walketh about in darkness. 4. And vouchsafe them that everlasting life which is in Christ thy only begotten Son, our God and Savior, through whom glory and worship be to thee, in the Holy Spirit, now and always, and forever and ever. Amen. And after this let the deacon say, Let us attend. And let the bishop salute the church, and say, The peace of God be with you all. And let the people answer, And with thy spirit. And let the deacon say to all, Salute ye one another with the holy kiss. And let the clergy salute the bishop, the men of the laity salute the men, the women the women. And let the children stand at the reading desk, and let another deacon stand by them, that they may not be disorderly. 5. And let other deacons walk about, and watch the men and women, that no tumult may be made, and that no one nod, or whisper, or slumber. And let the deacons 6. Stand at the doors of the men, and the subdeacons at those of the women, that no one go out, nor a door be opened, although it be for one of the faithful, at the day of the oblation. But let one of the subdeacons bring water, to wash the hands of the priests, which is a symbol of the purity of those souls, that are devoted to God. 12. And now James, 7, the brother of John, the son of Zebedee, say, that the deacon shall immediately say, Let none of the catechumens, let none of the hearers, let none of the unbelievers, let none of the heterodox, stay here. You who have prayed the foregoing prayer, to part 8, let the mothers receive their children, let no one have anything against any one, let no one come in hypocrisy, let us stand upright before the Lord with fear and trembling, to offer. When this is done, let the deacons bring the gifts to the bishop at the altar, and let the presbyters stand on his right hand, and on his left, as disciples stand before their master. But let two of the deacons, on each side of the altar, hold a fan, made up of thin membranes, or of the feathers of the peacock, or of fine cloth, and let them silently drive away the small animals that fly about, that they may not come near to the cups. Let the high priest, therefore, together with the priests, pray 9, by himself, and let him put on his shining garment, and stand at the altar, and make the sign of the cross upon his forehead with his hand. 10. And say, The grace of Almighty God, and the love of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the fellowship of the Holy Ghost, be with you all. And let all with one voice say, And with thy spirit. The high priest, lift up your mind. All the people, we lift it up unto the Lord. The high priest, let us give thanks to the Lord. All the people, it is meet, and right so to do. Then let the high priest say, It is very meet, and fight before all things, to sing an hymn to thee, who art the true God, who art before all beings, from whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named. 11. Who only art unbegotten, and without beginning, and without a ruler, and without a master, who standest in need of nothing, who art the bestower of everything that is good, who art beyond all cause and generation, who art always and immutably the same, from whom all things came into being, as from their proper original. For thou art eternal knowledge, everlasting sight, unbegotten hearing, untaught wisdom, the first by nature, and the measure of being, and beyond all number, who didst bring all things out of nothing into being by thy only begotten Son, but didst beget him before all ages by thy power, and thy goodness, without any instrument, the only begotten Son, God the Word, the living wisdom, the firstborn of every creature, the angel of that great council, 1, and thy high priest, but the King and Lord of every intellectual and sensible nature, who was before all things, by whom were all things. For thou, O eternal God, didst make all things by him, and through him, it is that thou vouchsafest thy suitable providence over the whole world, for by the very same, that thou best thou hadst being, didst thou also bestow well-being, the God and Father of thy only begotten Son, who by him didst make before all things the cherubim and the seraphim, the eons and hosts, the powers and authorities, the principalities and thrones, the archangels and angels, and after all these, didst by him make this visible world, and all things that are therein. For thou art he who didst frame the heaven as an arch, and stretch it out like the covering of a tent, 2. And didst found the earth upon nothing by thy mere will, who didst fix the firmament, and prepare the night and the day, who didst bring the light out of thy treasures, and on its departure, didst bring on darkness, for the rest of the living creatures, that move up and down in the world, who didst appoint the sun in heaven to rule over the day, and the moon to rule over the night, and didst inscribe in heaven the choir of stars, to praise thy glorious majesty, who didst make the water for drink and for cleansing, the air in which we live for respiration and the affording of sounds, by the means of the tongue, which strikes the air, and the hearings which cooperates therewith, so as to perceive speech, when it is received by it, and falls upon it, who madest fire for our consolation in darkness, for the supply of our want, and that we might be warmed and enlightened by it, who didst separate the great sea from the land, and didst render the former navigable and the latter fit for walking, and didst replenish the former with small and great living creatures, and filledst the latter with the same, both tame and wild, didst furnish it with various plants, and brought it with herbs, and beautify it with flowers, and enrich it with seeds, who didst ordain the great deep, and on every side madest a mighty cavity for it, which contains seas of salt waters heaped together. 3. Yet didst thou every way bond them with barriers of the smallest sand. 4. Who sometimes dost raise it to the height of mountains by the winds, and sometimes dost smooth it into a plain, sometimes dost enrage it with the tempest, and sometimes dost still it with a calm, that it may be easy to seafaring men in their voyages, who didst encompass this world, which was made by thee through cries, with rivers, and water it with currents, and moisten it with springs that never fail, and didst bind its round with mountains for the immovable and secure consistence of the earth, for thou hast replenished thy world, and adorned it with sweet-smelling, and with healing herbs, with many and various living creatures, strong and weak, for food and for labor, tame and wild, with the noises of creeping things, the sounds of various sorts of flying creatures, with the circuits of the years, the numbers of months and days, the order of the seasons, the courses of the rainy clouds, for the production of the fruits and the support of living creatures. Thou hast also appointed the station of the winds, which blow when commanded by thee, and the multitude of the plants and herbs. And thou hast not only created the world itself, but hast also made man for a citizen of the world, exhibiting him as the ornament of the world. For thou didst say to thy wisdom, let us make man according to our image, and according to our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowls of the heaven. 5. Wherefore also thou hast made him of an immortal soul, and of a body liable to dissolution, the former out of nothing, the latter out of the four elements, and hast given him as to his soul rational knowledge, the discerning of piety and impiety, and the observation of right and wrong, and as to his body, thou hast granted him five senses and progressive motion, for thou, O God Almighty, didst by thy cries plant a paradise in Eden. 6. In the east, adorned with all plants fit for food, and didst introduce him into it, as into a rich banquet. And when thou madest him, thou gavest him a lot implanted within him, that so he might have at home, and within himself the seeds of divine knowledge. And when thou hadst brought him into the paradise of pleasure, thou allowedst him the privilege of enjoying all things, only forbidding the tasting of one tree, in hopes of greater blessings, that in case he would keep that command, he might receive the reward of it, which was immortality. But when he neglected that command, and tasted of the forbidden fruit, by the seduction of the serpent and the counsel of his wife, thou didst justly cast him out of paradise. Yet of thy goodness thou didst not overlook him, nor suffer him to perish utterly, for he was thy creature, but thou didst subject the whole creation to him, and didst grant him liberty, to procure himself food by his own sweat and labors, whilst thou didst cause all the fruits of the earth to spring up, to grow, and ripen. But when thou hadst laid him asleep for a while, thou didst with an oath call him to a restoration again, didst loose the bond of death, and promise him life after the resurrection. And not this only, but when thou hadst increased his posterity to an innumerable multitude, those that continued with thee thou didst glorify, and those who did apostatize from thee thou didst punish. And while thou didst accept of the sacrifice of Abel one, as of an holy person, thou didst reject the gift of Cain, the murderer of his brother, as of an abhorred wretch. And besides these, thou didst accept of Seth and Enos, two, and didst translate Enoch, three, for thou art the creator of men, and the giver of life, and the supplier of want, and the giver of laws, and the rewarder of those that observe them, and the avenger of those that transgress them, who didst bring the great flood upon the world by reason of the multitude of the ungodly, 4, and didst deliver righteous Noah from that flood by an ark, 5, with 8 souls, the end of the foregoing generations, and the beginning of those that were to come, who didst kindle a fearful fire against the 5 cities of Sodom, and didst turn a fruitful land into a salt lake for the wickedness of them that dwelt therein, 6, but didst snatch holy Lot out of the conflagration. How art he who didst deliver Abraham from the impiety of his forefathers, and didst appoint him to be the heir of the world, and didst discover to him thy cries, who didst afore him ordain Melchizedek and high priest for thy worship? 7, who didst render thy patient servant Job the conqueror of that serpent who is the patron of wickedness, who madest Isaac the son of the promise, and Jacob the father of 12 sons, and didst increase his posterity to a multitude, and bring him into Egypt with 75 souls. 8, thou, O Lord, didst not overlook Joseph, but grantedst him, as a reward of his chastity for thy sake, the government over the Egyptians. Thou, O Lord, didst not overlook the Hebrews, when they were afflicted by the Egyptians, on account of the promises made unto their fathers, but thou didst deliver them, and punish the Egyptians. 9, and when men had corrupted the law of nature, and had sometimes esteemed the creation the effect of chance, and sometimes honored it more than they ought, and equaled it to the God of the universe, thou didst not, however, suffer them to go astray, but didst raise up thy holy servant Moses, and by him didst give the written law for the assistance of the law of nature. 10, and didst show that the creation was thy work, and didst banish away the error of polytheism. Thou didst adorn Aaron and his posterity with the priesthood, and didst punish the Hebrews when they sinned, and receive them again when they returned to thee. Thou didst punish the Egyptians with a judgment of 10 plagues, and didst divide the sea, and bring the Israelites through it, and drown and destroy the Egyptians who pursued after them. Thou didst sweeten the bitter water with wood, thou didst bring water out of the rock of stone, thou didst rain manna from heaven, and quails, as meat out of the air, thou didst afford them a pillar of fire by night to give them light, and a pillar of a cloud by day, to overshadow them from the heat. Thou didst declare Joshua to be the general of the army, and didst overthrow the 7 nations of Canaan by him. 11, thou didst divide Jordan, and dry up the rivers of Etham. 12, thou didst overthrow walls without instruments or the hand of man. 13, for all these things, glory be to thee, O Lord Almighty. Thee do the innumerable hosts of angels, archangels, thrones, dominions, principalities, authorities, and powers, thine everlasting armies, adore. The cherubim and the 6-winged seraphim, with 2 covering their feet, with 2 their heads, and with 2 flying. 14, say, together with 1,000 thousands of archangels, and 10,000 times 10,000 of angels. 15, incessantly, and with constant and loud voices, and let all the people say it with them, Holy, 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 Lord of hosts, heaven and earth are full of his glory. Be thou blessed forever. Amen. 16, and afterwards let the high priest say, for thou art truly holy, and most holy, the highest and most highly exalted forever. Holy also is thy only begotten Son our Lord and God, Jesus Christ, who in all things, ministered to his God and Father, both in thy various creation and thy suitable providence, and has not overlooked lost mankind. But after the law of nature, after the exhortations and the positive law, after the prophetical reproofs and the government of the angels, when men had perverted both the positive law and that of nature, and had cast out of their mind the memory of the flood, the burning of Sodom, the plagues of the Egyptians, and the slaughters of the inhabitant of Palestine, and being just ready to perish universally after an unparalleled manner, he was pleased by thy good will to become man, who was man's creator, to be under the laws, who was the legislator, to be a sacrifice, who was an high priest, to be a sheep, who was the shepherd. And he appeased thee, his God and Father, and reconciled thee to the world, and freed all men from the wrath to come, and was made of a virgin, and was in flesh, being God the Word, the beloved Son, the firstborn of the whole creation, and was, according to the prophecies which were foretold concerning him by himself, of the seed of David and Abraham, of the tribe of Judah,